Hello there, I'm a Heron, you are you, and on the other end of the stream is the Kaiser. This is our podcast, insert witty comment here. We talk about darn near everything, or anything we want to. Could be games, books,
exercise, oh yeah, manly man,
and everything in between. If you wish to help us get better and contribute to our show, please email us at inwicohe@gmail.com. That's inwicohe@gmail.com. This is the first podcast ever, so enjoy it. Have a good time. I was kidding, and there's no exercise involved. Hello there, I'm a Heron, you are you. On the other end of this stream is the co-host Kaiser, and this is insert witty comment here. Kaiser, introduce yourself.
Hello, peoples of the podcast world. I am Kaiser, and I live in Minnesota, you betcha there then.
Can I play a game with you? And, this is entirely secure.
This is for school life. This is my grade.
Yes, if he doesn't get a good grade on this, he fails, and he doesn't want to fail.
No, I don't. Watch TV. Watch Netflix.
I want to play a game. Just a minute.
Well, as for right now, I'm all by myself, I think.
I can hear you.
But you're not here. Oh my god. That's a wee. Well, might as well get started on how this entire idea got conceived. I'm a fan of podcasting. He's a fan of podcasting. We both go to the same school, so we thought we might as well do our own podcast. Yeah. And, well, that's pretty much it. He has absolutely no background in this. None. Whatsoever. No background. I have submitted podcast content segments to a website, and that's all my background. I'm used to hearing myself. He sounds like a jackwagon.
Thanks, Aaron!
Do we really have to go through with this again? Well, folks,
it's your picks.
Well,
I'm just the fun uncle going along for the ride. You get all the, you know, the technical and the garbage and stuff.
Dear God, we're gonna have like 5 billion of these things recorded, and we're only gonna post one.
Well, maybe we could post this once we get like popular, so people can hear what the first one sounded like. It's my annoying little brother. Can I play Wii? No.
Okay.
All right. You want to start over or what?
Nope. Let's just keep going. Just keep going. I can edit my name out. It's good enough.
Oh, so, sorry. Aha.
Yes.
Okay. I want to do my background. I've written this up and no, nothing like that. Okay. I am Kaiser. That is my last name because
Shot
my
it.
Paranoid friend over here does not like people. No, his real name. I live in in a small town called. Shut up.
No background information.
Well, people just hear two guys talking from some undisclosed location.
Yeah.
I'm in my basement.
That's good enough.
There. And I have a 6-year-old brother who likes to annoy me, so I apologize for any further interruptions. Aha, then.
Thank you for that lovely piece of information. It will never reach online airs.
You're mean. I'm just gonna keep beefing my Canadian while you talk. Go ahead.
anyway, we might as well get started with some actual information. Did you hear that Ryan Dunn died, the guy from Jackass?
No, I've never seen Jackass. No.
Well, he's dead.
Oh, mm-hmm. Good. I never liked the movie.
I don't care for Jackass, because, you know, let's... you know what? If I wanted to watch people get hurt, I could go onto YouTube and search up dumb stunts, and I would be saving some $15 by going to the movie theater.
Or just watch AFV.
AFV works also.
Yeah, just watching a bunch of little kids fall off trampolines.
Watching grown men fall off trampolines.
Watching grown women fall off trampolines. That is the heart of America.
Mm-hmm. That is the heart and soul of America. People falling off trampolines.
Yes, that's what our founding fathers fought for.
They fought for their liberty and freedom so we could jump off trampolines.
And laugh at people who do that.
Also, here's some interesting news. Have you ever heard of a Commodore 64?
No. Oh,
it's
maybe.
A really old computer box.
They
will be remaking them. They will be replicating a Commodore 64 it's a keyboard, right? It's a keyboard. But inside mm-hmm. the keyboard is a PC.
Okay.
What they have said for $250, you can get basic stuff, but if you pay $900 for this Commodore 64, you get a Blu-ray drive, a terabyte of hard drive, 1080p, Wi-Fi.
So it's just a computer with a lot of memory.
It's a old computer with a lot of memory.
Oh, well, that makes a little difference right there.
This was like the first computer, and they're just remaking it.
Huh. Oh, I forgot one thing. I'm announcing the Pollen Stormwatch. Paul and Storm are a group of people.
No,
or two people.
No shameless plugs. No shameless plugs. No shameless plugs.
What? What's that?
No
mean?
Shameless plugs.
Well, this is our life. What?
Don't.
We can talk to other people.
We are giving audience to more people. Fine, whatever.
I'm announcing Paul and Stormwatch. If they ever hear this, they must contact us. That way we know we are truly popular.
What?
See, was that so hard?
What? What? Has our school taught you nothing?
About popularity?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is different. This is nerd / geek popularity.
You mean actual popularity? Where people are friends?
Yeah, and don't stab each other in the back because somebody wore the wrong clothes. Dude, I wore that sweater last week! I'm never talking to you again!
Don't make me pull my knife out.
Anyway, next topic.
Have you heard of a game series called Battlefield...
Galactica?
That's Battlestar Galactica. Battlefield.
What, the Star Wars?
That's Battlefront.
Oh. Oh, that board game with, you know, hit, miss.
Hit and...
Right?
And the dice?
No, you put the little ships on the board and say E4 and F5.
That's Battleship.
Oh, what was the name again?
Battlefield.
No, I haven't.
Battlefield sort of started this whole multiplayer craze with first-person shooters. Well,
like Call of Duty.
That's their biggest competitor. My facts are wrong. It's actually, I think, Quake that actually started multiplayer, or Doom. Quake 3, I think. But anyway, Battlefield is the biggest competitor to Call of Duty. with Call of Duty being senseless, mindless, run around and shoot stuff, and Battlefield being...
Or otherwise known as shit awesomeness.
And Battlefield being its biggest, more realistic, bullets will drop because of gravity. They don't instantly reach their target. Big, massive worlds.
That sounds lame.
It's fun.
We probably just lost half our one listener right there.
We have listeners?
Well, yes. There has to be a handful of people going, hey, what are these guys are? Click.
How can there be listeners if this is the first time recording and we haven't even posted it? We don't have any listeners.
Well, with the 10 people listening, when I said that Battlefield sucks, it's going to drop to 5.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, I apologize.
People are going to hunt you down and kill you.
But they don't know where I am.
Because of me. You're lucky.
You have saved my life, Ahanan. That's not his real name, by the way.
Yes, of course. We have aliases.
Well, Kaiser's my real name.
Partly.
Just in case you want to kill me, people.
How long have we actually been... Oh, 10 minutes. Wow, new record.
20. This is 19 minutes, 43 seconds.
That's the call length. But I've been recording for the past 10. You know how Nintendo's making a new Wii? The Wii U?
Really?
Prepare to only buy one paddle. Have you seen the controller for the Wii U? It's a giant tablet.
Really?
It's a giant tablet with the screen, an HD screen in the middle of it. Two stick things, trigger buttons, D-pad and A, B, X, Y buttons with a gigantic HD screen in the middle of it. Like a little tiny HD screen. And yes, I just said gigantic and little tiny.
Gigantic little tiny HD screen. Wow, that actually sounds kind of cool. How are you going to do, like, boxing on that?
They will have support for the Wii Mote, so don't worry about having those things go to waste, but this... They said that the Wii U will only use one controller, one gigantic controller, at a time, because of the price.
It'll cost like $100 for a controller.
More, because you're buying a friggin' tablet. But they said that they can have four controllers at once, but it. They said it's too expensive for people, and they don't want to make people buy money.
That's hard. So would people, like, stand up and use it, or would it be more of a sit-down game?
It's more of a traditional game console with a controller. The special thing is, like, you can have... Let's say you're playing a Legend of Zelda game. You can sit down, the game's on your big old HD screen, or... a small CRT, and you can have your inventory, your map on the HD screen.
Oh, so that'd be kind of cool if you're playing like Animal Crossing or something.
Yeah, you can move stuff around without having to pause. Like, dang it, I have to equip this stuff. I can just do it with my little tablet screen. Or you could switch it around where you can, let's say, Dad wants to watch the sports, or Mom wants to watch some talk show. You can then lower the game. You can then move the game to your little tablet screen, and your inventory would be up on the giant TV. So,
Looks like a screen out of screen.
You could switch the screens. Yeah.
Well, that sounds kind of fun, actually. Well, not much of a gamer. I'm more of a geek than nerd. For you people out there listening. The 5 people we have left.
The 3 people we have left now.
But why 3?
Because 2 of our listeners were nerds.
Well, Aaron, or Ahanan is a nerd. Dude, I'm not going to be able to get used to calling you Ahanan. Just get over your paranoia. Nobody's going to hunt you down. You're not that
I'm scared. But
Just so you people out there know, if you touch a Haden, you mess with me. And I'm black belt in Taekwondo and awesome. So
no one cares.
Well, in that case, a Haden lives in
message redacted, Minnesota.
Oh, he said it on the air. What are we gonna do now?
But there's a. If you don't know, a couple days back, or I want to say weeks, actually 6 days ago, the longest game in development has come out to meh reviews. I am, of course, talking about Duke Nukem Forever. You don't know
that 10-year-long game.
This game has a severely long development. It started development in 1996, announced in 1997, and then got delayed and delayed and delayed, and the guys who were developing it, 3D Realms, who have since shut down because of, their publisher, Take-Two Interactive, actually sued their company over failure to finish development. So, unfortunately, they got fired or laid off because of lack of funding, and a company named Gearbox, who made such great games as Borderlands and other fun stuff, picked it up and finally released it. And some people say it's a piling piece of crap, and other people say, meh. What do you expect from a game that's been in development for 14 years?
That's as old as me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a guy.
It was started in 1996, got delayed in 1999, got delayed in 2002 again, and sort of just tapered off after. I can tap stuff too.
Well, come on, you have to admit, not even most nerds wouldn't really jump up in their seats when they heard that.
Most nerds on June 14th sort of jumped up in excitement and went out and bought it because I had a dead feeling that it wasn't going to do good. Yeah, really? It's just... what.
For 14 years, and it makes one copy.
Actually, let me find sales on this. I'm pretty sure there's somewhere.
Ooh, that means I get to take over while Aaron or Aharon's doing his nerd stuff.
Yeah, fun.
Right, so, peoples out there, you should contact us if you like us, because we're bored out of our minds this summer. Which shows how truly geeky and nerdy we are, because we're making a podcast. Most kids, you know, ride bike and play basketball.
Yeah, we live truly exciting lives.
Yes. I'm a lawn and do stuff on a computer for a living.
Mm-hmm. As of right now, I'm only finding that it's top sales in the UK.
Well, the British like it.
Yeah. But just they haven't been released yet, apparently. But they have top sales charts. They don't have any solid numbers.
Just the fake numbers?
Just percentages. This is.
Oh. What's with your stutter
what?
Here? You started having a stutter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And there goes another listener.
And the two of you listening, what's wrong with you? And
yeah, get a light. Yeah.
Now we lost one and a half of them.
So a dog is listening to
nope,
us.
Nope, we
right
have
now?
Half a person listening to us. It's the bottom half of the body.
So the person, so disgusted with our podcast, chopped themselves in half and crawled away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, did you hear about the Muppets?
I have heard of them, yes.
Guess what?
What?
They're making a new film.
Really? Kermit must be like 80.
Nope, it's the same Muppets, but I want you to take a guess. Is it animated, CG, live action with puppets? What? Take a guess.
Well, if it's a good Muppet movie, it has to be real people. But I'm guessing they're going to do it in CG.
Nope, it's live action with puppets.
Yes! What's it called?
The Muppets.
That's
yeah.
it?
The Muppets.
No Treasure Island or any classics?
No, it's The Muppets.
That, is that going in theaters or is it
going
just
to theaters.
Another... Oh, might actually have to see
you want me to give you the official summary according to Wikipedia?
No, we will lose our other half of
nope,
listener.
He'll be cut in half again, so we'll have a fourth of a listener.
They can look it up themselves.
On vacation in Los Angeles, Walter, the world's biggest Muppet fan, and his friends Gary and Mary from small town USA discovered the nefarious plan of... Yeah, so do I. Of oil man Tex Richmond to raise the Muppet Theater and drill for oil recently discovered beneath the Muppets' former stomping grounds. To stage the greatest Muppet telethon ever and raise the $10 million needed to save the theater, Walter, Mary, and Gary, they rhyme, help Kermit the Frog reunite the Muppets who have all gone their separate ways. Fozzie, who now performs with a Reno Casino tribute band called the Muppets. Miss Piggy is a plus-size fashion editor at Vogue Paris Animal. Animal is in a Santa Barbara clinic for anger management, and Gonzo is a high-powered plumbing magnet. With secret signature celebrity cameos, the Muppets hit the big screen November 23rd of this year.
So it's basically like the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie.
No, it's sort of like these three fans are trying to help the Muppets save their theater.
Well, yeah, it's like
except
the Muppets.
The Muppets are awesome. Alvin and the Chipmunks suck.
Well, there goes the other half of the
Now we are down to an eighth of a listener. It's everything and me below.
Yeah. But anyway, that sounds like it's like making fun of it and making a movie of it at the same
time.
It
doesn't seem like it. I would believe that.
Which sounds like it's going to suck.
It looks good.
No, I'd rather watch Alvin and the Chipmunks for the eighth time.
Oh, God. Why? Why would you put yourself through that?
Don't make me start singing Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Don't make me end this recording right here now.
But then the eighth of a listener will start crying.
Oh, way to go. You just emasculated our one-eighth of a listener. He's down to 1/16.
Who said he was male?
I don't care.
We depersonalized it.
Effeminated? Emasculated words.
We made it feel bad.
I don't care. I hate you, listeners.
Well,
16th. Great, we. It's only we're down to a foot.
Pretty soon we're gonna be working on the big toe. Ooh, that should be the title of this podcast. Working on the big toe.
Yes, insert witty comment here. Episode 1, working on the big toe.
Yep, we're just slamming our 10 listeners, but we're down to 1/32nd.
Mm-hmm. Oh, have you heard of the... it's a really small indie game called The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Hey, I've heard of that one.
Really? It's a really small game. I didn't expect many people to listen to it.
You listen to a video game?
Yeah, I hear of it.
I just mute it and listen to music.
The music's still pretty good in it, but it got released on the 3DS. And apparently it still holds up. I still haven't finished that game. I have the cartridge of it around here somewhere.
Well, let's not go through all the trouble because they can't see you.
Yet.
Oh, no, I hear footsteps. I must go.
Okay, well, I guess that's the end of Insert Witty Comment here, Episode 1. Working the big
so
toe.
Long,
I
must
have been
now.
A heron. Well, he has been Kaiser. And this was the end of Insert Witty Comment here. Have a good time.